listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess.
On episode 5, Jofers. Episode 5.
It's flown by, hasn't it? Seems like just yesterday it was episode 4.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm really excited for this one. I think there has been a lot going on since the last one.
Oh well, I think you're putting too much pressure on us. This could be a really shit podcast, and you built us up already.
What? And the others weren't shit.
That's a good point. The only way is up.
Exactly. Yeah. So Jofers, should we just what's coming up today? Can you remember?
Ooh, what is coming up? So I reckon we're going to go through our ratings, how we've done from last week. Mm-hmm. We set each other a challenge last week as well, so we're going to recap on that. And yours could be a bit of a painful, bloody one, so I do apologise. Could also recap on what we've done in the week, and yeah, I'd say that's about it, isn't it? What else is there?
Yeah.
When you say it out loud, it doesn't sound like a very exciting podcast, does it?
It just sounds so boring. I mean, I've already switched off. What about you?
My mind is on holiday. It's elsewhere.
We've also got a topic. We thought maybe we'd talk about, you know, ratings and following on from last week with your holding on to your ratings and therapy and so on. So, yeah, Joe, welcome to your weekly chess therapy session.
Honestly, I've got so much to unload. And that's not a sexual pun. I have got like a lot of emotional baggage to unload in this therapy session.
The thing is, I would say bleep it or edit it, but you know, we say that every week and you just leave the whole lot in, don't you? I think you just can't be arsed.
I haven't got the hours, are I? I'm not paid enough for this.
How much are you paid? I'm not paid anything. What are you getting paid?
Exactly. I'm getting fuck all. So yeah, I think the rude language and swears are just going to have to stay in until we can afford an editor.
Leave them. Sod it. It's not a family show. Just leave them.
That's what I like to hear. Although we say that, it is actually a family show because the only people who listen is our family.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, actually. All right, Joe, what about, let's just kick off with current ratings. Let's get that out of the way.
Let's
go
do
for it.
It.
What are yours? Tell me your current ratings. How are you getting on? How did you get on this week?
So I should start by saying, at the start of today, you told me that this week's topic for the podcast would be, are ratings important? So I then kind of panicked and made sure that my ratings were okay this week. So I've just been playing chess all day. Like, I was supposed to be applying for jobs and doing loads of really important adult stuff, but no, I've just been playing chess all day.
Again, can I just say, you know, I think episode 1, you resigned live on air. I think last episode, you sort of admitted that you spend all day playing chess when you're supposed to be working. And now you've just said that you're looking for other jobs. Also, you mentioned how your friend was fired and we said it should have been you. Let's just hope the people who you work for don't listen to this.
Well, I was out with the work lot the other day and they're like, oh, tell me what your podcast is called, we'll listen to it. And I was like, not a fucking chance, man.
Perpetual Chess. It's called Perpetual Chess.
There we go. Yeah, that's the one. But yeah, in terms of ratings, I'm closing in on my record for Blitz and Bullet at the moment.
What? Seriously, tell us.
Yeah, it's been a good week. So my Bullet is now on 1581.
Wow, that's and really I think good.
Thank you. I think my record is 1588, so I'm one game away. Ooh. Well, one good game away from overtaking that. And my Blitz is now on 1580, which again, it's getting towards the top of I know, it's been a good week. I don't know what the difference is. And you'll never guess what my rapid's on.
I don't even know what rapid is. What is it? I mean, what's your rating? Go on.
So my rapid rating has
guess.
Remained
Do you
at 1800.
Want me to just guess? It's 1800, isn't it?
There you go. You got it. I am never touching that bad boy.
I love it. I guess maybe you haven't been at work this week. You've had more sleep and you've just played shitloads of chess, haven't you?
I think so. Like, I think in fact, I was going to go into maths, but I've realised from the previous podcast that that's just not a good idea.
You don't know maths.
I don't. I'll stick to my chess. I don't even know chess.
You've got a GCSE in maths, haven't you? I do recall you telling me that once.
Yeah, I have. I've got a, what have I got? I've got a B, which is,
no one cares.
I don't mean to brag. Yeah, no. Well, I might be out of a job. This could be my new like job application or something. I got to get my skills and qualifications out there for any future employers.
Oh, man. Joe Fuzz. I'm just looking at my ratings while you're talking there.
Go on, unload what you got.
Well, do you know what? I can't remember which was last week's and which was this week. Despite you... No, actually, I think I can. So, yeah, last week my blitz was 964. I took a drop and I said, you know, it was dropping, dropping, dropping. Actually, I got it back up to 1099. And nice. It was 1-1 something yesterday. But then I thought, we're going to do the podcast today. I need to get it higher. I'm confident it can get to 1002. And then podcast performance pressure, and it just dropped. So 1099, that's all right. Not too bad.
I'd say that's rapid, it's in the right direction.
Rapid, I think, was 1550. And I had two games or three games, and I gained 4 points. 1554. Bullet has taken a bit of a hit, but as we know, I don't like Bully. And after your bastard challenge this week, wow, it's put a new perspective on Bullet. But I'm on 892. I was on 918, so that's a bit of a drop. But,
and would you say that my challenge from last week is partly to blame for that?
Save it. Nah, actually, no, because I used the other account, which is AJ. I can't remember. AJ Chess. AJC. What is it, Joe? What's my account?
Is it AJC Podcast Al?
That's the one, and you're the same, but AJC Podcast Joe.
That's the one.
And we've got a
club. It would make no sense for me to have AJC Podcast Al.
It would. My ratings would be higher. Not sure whether that matters. We're going to discuss that later, but yeah. Yeah, so I think my ratings have improved slightly this week because I have been watching loads of Robert Ramirez videos.
Starting to see a bit of a man crush developing now.
Well, he's coming on the show. I mean, you know, what can I say?
I genuinely can't wait. You said you had a phone call with him the other day as well and said he just seems like the loveliest guy.
What a guy. Really nice guy. Yeah, so he's going to come on the show, hopefully for the next episode. But I've been watching his videos. If you play chess, and obviously people who are listening don't play chess because it's our family. but if anybody else just happens to listen and you play chess, check out Robert Ramirez on YouTube because he has tons of just shit hot content on there. Really good stuff. I'm not kidding. It is really good stuff. And
What's the main thing you've kind of learned?
I've been looking into his King Indian defense, which I've been playing. I've switched to that for black. And then just watching his other videos, just silly things. He did one on passed pawns. I thought I knew all about passed pawns. And I watched that. I thought, right, that's clever. That it taught me little patterns of things. He's just good. He explains things clearly. He goes over stuff again and again. He goes, let's bring it back to the start. And he shows you the opening again. You could think it's tedious, but it's bloody not. It sticks in your head afterwards. So I can't praise the guy enough. I think his content's great. And did we say he's coming on the show, Joe?
Yeah, I think we should get him on the show before he puts the restraining order in, because I think you're getting a bit obsessive.
It's a man crush, as you said. I mean, you've got Dania. There we go. The way you go on about him and those eyes, Al.
I've still got room for Mr. Ramirez as well.
Okay, that's what
there's a lot of love to go out.
Joe, let's you know what? We've talked enough chess for now. I'm fed up with this bloody game. Let's talk about what you've been doing this week. What have you done outside of chess?
Oh, so we had Granddad's birthday, didn't we? My Granddad, he turned 80
what?
Something.
It's the same
the other
guy.
Day. Yeah. Well, I've never seen him in the same room at the same time, so I'm thinking,
must be
100%. But got the pizza oven out, didn't we? You're a bit of a uni chef.
Oh yeah, yeah. We did. I think it was 15 pizzas, wasn't it? In the end.
How many did we get through personally?
Do you know what? I only ate one, but I think you and your brother had about two, three, maybe four each.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I kind of went
cough.
To town.
I got
something stuck in my throat. Yeah, my bad.
Right. You got pussy stuck in your throat. Okay.
That's the dream. me and Luca kind of went to town. I think we ended up having about three or four pizzas each. Went for like a little dessert pizza as well with the ice cream and the melted chocolate. Oh god,
it was good. And you were cooking it, weren't you?
I was trying to. I was overcooking it, but I was trying to maintain the fire.
You did a good job.
But that's only because you cooked your own pizza. If you had seen the pizzas I cooked for everyone else, you would have seen that my job was not great.
Don't give up the day job. Oh, you are giving up the day job, aren't
That's
you?
That's a good point.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, that was great. What a day. And then my only other thing I've been doing outside is, and it is pizza related as well, is I decided to build myself a table for the pizza oven. And I challenged myself to build it only out of scrap wood.
And the best thing about having a wooden table for a pizza oven is that it's known for not being very flammable.
Didn't think of that. But anyway, so I'm building it out of pallet wood, and the highlight of the week was as I was whacking the pallet wood as hard as I can with a claw hammer, I missed and hit myself full in the shin bone.
That sounds painful.
And so, as you know, no DIY job would be complete if I didn't pick up some sort of injury.
And fingers crossed, there's enough pallet wood to also go towards making your coffin once you finish making the the table.
You're the only one who's coughing today, Joe. I heard that. Don't think I didn't hear what you said.
No, we'll bleep it out.
Joe, tell us about your... You won't. You won't bleep it out. You bleep nothing out anymore. I've noticed this.
You're starting to call me out on my bullshit and my lack of work ethic.
Joe, tell us about your challenge. Come on, this week...
This week was a good one.
What did I actually set for you? Oh, yeah. It was the one where you had to quote lyrics from Erasure during your chess games. How did that go?
You got it. It went amazingly, Al. First of all, I got to listen to Erasure for the first time in like ages. So that was always lovely.
Did you listen to Erasure or did you listen to the Wheatus version?
I mixed it up. I actually kept queuing the two of them together.
Are the lyrics the same? Is it like an exact cover?
Yeah, pretty much. Lyrics are the same. Instrumentation slightly different. But both still good. But the main thing I've learned is that different countries have different levels of respect for Erasure. And genuinely, it's weird, man. But it turns out Saudi Arabians bloody love Erasure.
Do they?
Genuinely, they got the best reactions out of everyone. Most people would kind of just not reply to my text messages or anything because
Saudis. We were playing.
So, yeah, but the Saudis would reply. I opened one with, so we started the game. And I think he attacked my queen straight away, so I replied with, "Can we make love, not war?" Straight from the song.
Did he make love or did he make war? What did he do?
He just put, "Of course," and then like a winking emoji. So yeah, we just started making love over the chessboard.
And you know what? Saudis are probably, I'm probably generalising, but I reckon they've got some money there, Joe. You might be in with a rich guy or rich woman, who knows, but yeah.
Honestly, this challenge has just set me up for life. It's my life has changed because of this challenge, so I can't thank you enough. And then I was paired against a lovely Romanian fella, and I said, again, we should make love, not war. And then he just said, "Who makes war?" Which I thought was a really philosophical reply to it, and took me off guard. And then followed it up with, "I hear you calling, oh baby, please give a little respect to me," which he said nice. I think he cottoned on to what I was going for. And then I blundered my queen. And I know. And I said, "I reckon I should have spent less time quoting music lyrics and more time on the chess. Ha ha." He said, "Ha ha." And then he blundered his queen and he said, "Yeah, me too." So it was the start of a lovely friendship.
That's lovely. That is lovely. I'm so pleased it's worked out for you.
I know, and I feel like the challenge is set for you as well. You probably got more kind of, I don't know, the same positive outlook based on
we'll tell you about that. But I just want to say, you know, we do discuss this being your weekly therapy, etc., etc. I feel like this has finally done some good for you. I feel like this vengeance streak, you're now making love, you're not making war. I like it. I like where this is going.
I feel like I've turned a corner, but I also think the challenge I set for you next week makes me think that maybe my mind is still slightly dark and a bit sadistic.
A bastard, but you know, you know what? I don't want to put you down. You need to bring out this dark side. It's fine if it helps. If this sort of therapy works for you, we can't say lock that in the cupboard. You're not allowed to discuss that.
Al, I've been trapped in the closet / cupboard for the past 27 years.
Oh, Matt. So yeah, my challenge, you asked me about that. Anyone who hasn't listened to the last episode, Joe challenged me to play bullet chess and pluck hairs out of my leg with tweezers whilst playing. So every time I make a move, I had to pull a hair. That was a good challenge, Joe.
How hairless are we looking?
I've sent you a photo. You can have a look if you want. But I've discovered some things. So I've sent you the before and after. It's just a small patch of leg. I only did it for 5 games. I will say that. There's reasons for that.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't want to lose all my hair. That is 5 games worth of hair loss.
Oh my god, I've just seen the picture. That is...
it's a lot of hair, man.
It looks like a plucked turkey or something. That is beautiful.
Oh god. So yeah, what I learned was, so the first thing, it was very hard to do myself, so I employed my daughter to pluck the hairs out whilst, and I would make a move and say, now, and she'd just pluck. What I realised, you get into a timing of a game and then you pause for a second, but she's in the timing of plucking, so she just went random pluckings as well.
So she's an absolute mother plucker.
Oh man, it was a mother plucker of a challenge. They were just flying out of my leg, whether I liked it or not. And then sometimes she'd put tension on, I noticed that. So while I'm thinking of my move, she's ready to pluck and she's putting the tension, which is worse than just pulling it all in one go. So yeah, I lost a lot of hair.
Tell me you've got like an audio recording of it as well.
Nah, I didn't do that. I should have done. But what I did, this is the truth here. I stopped feeling the pain after a bit.
Mm.
Especially as I got more into the games, I just didn't feel the pain. And it made me think, maybe like chess should be used while people are having dental surgery or anything that's going to cause a bit of pain. Play bollock chess.
Takes, I think you could be onto it. Something here. It could be the new anesthesia, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a, you know, it's an option anyway.
100%.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've got to say, I enjoyed that sadistic bastard of a chat. Oh, and the other thing is, out of those five games, I won three, lost one, drew one. It's my best bullet record ever. I just needed the pain, the adrenaline to focus.
Honestly, you made me out to be such a sadistic bastard. But I'm just the bloody Magnus Carlsen of our time. I see chess differently.
I really think you are. I'm really happy with it. So yeah, all I can say is thank you so much. That was
You're
a
welcome.
Lovely challenge. What's my challenge for this week, Joe?
Well, if pain is working for you, you're...
No, it's not. I was joking.
No. Your rating is about to go through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
To what be fair, it's not physical pain. It's more just... No. It is a bit physical pain. But... Mm-hmm. The viewers might not know, but you're a big fan of Wim Hof, aren't you?
I bloody am, yeah.
You can probably see where this is going.
Man crush on Wim. Go on.
So, again, bullet chess, but this time I just want you to do it in the most ice cold, freezing shower. So I want you can have your hand outside of the shower so your phone don't get wet.
I was just going to say, surely my phone, it is a waterproof phone though.
I think it's...
I don't
want to
risk
my problem,
this.
Is it?
Well, no, no, that's true. Although... Yeah, I might send you a bill, but carry on.
You can buy a new phone. You can't get a new challenge.
But does
it
have to? Can I not have like an ice bath instead or something?
You can have it. It has to be like ice. Yeah, go on. That actually makes more sense.
I'll freeze some bottles of water or empty cartons of oat milk or something and drop them in the bath, make it ice cold, and then I'll get in that and I'll have a few games. I think that
sounds
great.
Perfect. No, I love that.
I might ask Wim for some advice.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just bullet. It can be blitz as well. I can just do whatever you want, but I just want to... I don't want pictures of this one because obviously it's a family podcast, but I do think this one... I don't know. I think it could be interesting. Put your mind to the test and your body as well.
It isn't a family podcast. We've established this.
It's a very good point. It's barely even a podcast.
I'm not sending you pictures of me turtling in an ice bath.
Is it a turtle? It's more of like an earthworm, if anything.
Okay, let's move on. So, yeah, I like that one. Your challenge. Swiftly moving on. Your challenge this week, Joe. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
It's not even that good, to be honest with you, but I think you might enjoy it. It's just, I was thinking I want you to try some different sort of opening, so you might actually learn something from it.
Oh, okay.
And so it's an opening called The Monkey's Bum.
Right, okay.
Have you heard of it?
I don't think I have, you know.
So it is a genuine opening that made
Well, obviously,
70s.
That's how bums are used.
The Monkey's Bum is a genuine opening. It was the Monkey's Bum chess opening was created by this guy. He was an international master, Nigel, can't read what I've written, but Pover, maybe, something like that. And he said, or the opponent he was playing said, if this works, then I'm a monkey's bum.
And it
worked, I think. It actually looks like a really good opening. And so I'm not going to go into what it is because I can't actually remember.
Al, I'm going to have to edit this down and you talking about the monkey's bum and how it looks like a great opening.
You're just not going to edit with establishment.
I know, that's a good point.
Yeah, if you go to Gotham Chess and type in monkey's bum, then Levy does do a whole video on the Monkey's Bomb opening.
Okay, can you enlighten me on how it goes?
I just literally can't remember it. Or the only thing I can remember is Levy saying, "I looked up something called the Monkey's Bomb." That's how he opens it. And I don't think he's trying to be funny. And I presume he's talking about the chess opening, but I just don't know. Who knows?
You can never tell, can you?
You just
don't either know, he's a comedic genius or he's just very unfortunate.
Try it out. I reckon it's actually not a bad opening. I think you're going to have some success. It looks like it's particularly effective when they fianchetto a bishop.
Okay, now I'll give it a go. I'll throw my hand at the Monkey's Bum.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that'll be fun for you.
All right. Now, I actually think I've also noticed that the kind of rating I am at the moment, the more bizarre the opening, the kind of more likely it is that you're going to win, because I think everyone knows the kind of standard opening. So I could do with something a bit freaky, a little bit mad.
Especially in Bullet. I think you'll have some success with that in Bullet.
No, I'm looking forward to this, Al. I can't help but feel I've got the upper hand again in terms of the challenges. I feel like...
I'm storing it all up. At some point, it'll be my turn for the therapy, and I will just unleash a shitstorm of painful chess on you.
I feel like I'm just going to beat you down to a point, then you're just going to give me a challenge, like I just have to like sew off my own foot or something, or just something really just, yeah, barbaric.
Chances are I'll be a quivering wreck before then, so I'll be in a corner, trembling away.
Oh, that's
away
the dream. I can't wait bastard. To break you down.
You bastard. So, I was thinking now would be a good time to talk chess news, Joe. World chess news. We like to keep it in, don't we? Like to add a bit of world chess news just so it looks like we know what we're doing. Prior to doing this podcast, I didn't even look into world chess news. I didn't care. I'm an average Joe at chess. What about you? I know you follow big matches, don't you? You do like that.
Yeah, I've always been a little bit obsessed with chess. Like, it mostly goes over my head, but I do like to keep up to date. It all kind of just blurs into one big mess, though. The more I kind of learn about it, the shitter at chess I get, so I don't really understand it.
Okay, well, weekend we were cooking pizzas, but the English World Chess Champion... English World Chess? That doesn't make any sense. Why did I write that down? The English Chess Championships took place over the weekend we were cooking, Joe. So there is now a new... Well, I don't know if he's new, because he might have already been the English champion, but there's an English champion and an English women's champion. Who are they, Joe?
Are they both from England?
Well, good point. Mickey Adams is... But
is the... one of them Nicky Adams?
How did you know?
You know, I just...
Joe, I am so impressed.
I'm full of surprises. I don't know how I do it.
And the woman lives in England. She's actually a vet by the looks of it. And do you know her name?
What war was she in?
Katerina Toma.
Say it again.
I'm not saying it again. What was her name? She's actually Polish. But anyway, she won.
Is she actually?
Yeah, she's Polish. She's Polish.
My joke about the English thing earlier was supposed to be funny, but now I realise that they're not actually English, the winners.
No, she's... Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I don't even know how it works. I mean, how does... she seems to have represented many countries and also, coach. I don't know how it all works, to be honest with you. But Mickey Adams, right? Tell me about him. I know you know a lot about him, and I know how you know how he was... the 7-times British chess champion, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So he was the 7-time British chess champion off the top of my head.
He was world number four, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he's been described by many of his peers as a chess player.
Yeah. And did you know he reached the semi-finals of the candidates in 97, 99 and 2000?
And did you know that in 97, 99, 2000, he almost made the finals? In each of those three. So,
really?
Yeah.
You know your shit, man.
Honestly, Al, there's nothing you can tell me in chess that I don't already know.
Oh, man, you are so good. Okay. I'm very happy with that. So let's talk about your ratings, your 1,800. Let's move on to the topic. I think it's a good time to bring it in. The topic is, are ratings important?
You know what? I'd love to act as though I'm really cool and nonchalant and say, I just play for the love of the game. But I really don't. I get so annoyingly competitive with myself. Say it again.
Nice silence there. So what are you...
That's beautiful. I think the podcast just reached its pinnacle during that silence.
Should we try and... No, don't do another one.
No. Okay.
Joe, what are you playing for then? Like you said, you're not playing because you love the game. You're playing for your rating. You do love the game.
Mm. I do love the game.
But were you scared to lose your rate? I mean, you've got this 1,008. We discussed it last week. Don't want to go over it again. You want to get to 2,000. That was your initial thing. But you're scared to take that 200 step in case you lose it. But in reality, why do you want to get to 2,000? What difference will it make?
It will just make my parents proud of me.
Funny you should say that.
Go on.
No, I was gonna. I wish I had spoke to your dad now, but I haven't. But I was looking on chess.com and there's this guy who goes by the name of Ziryab, Z-I-R-Y-A-B.
Yeah.
And there's like this question has been posed in the forum, and what he said was, I'm quoting here, he said, "The higher your rating, the more friends you will have, the more proud of you your family will be, and the more money you will make. In your final moments of life, you will think fondly on the day when you reached your peak rating on chess.com as the best day of your life. Nothing could possibly be more important." That's what he said, Joe.
He's just talking bollocks, isn't he?
Well, actually, according to his profile, he introduced chess to Europe in 892, I think, or 822.
Wait. Hang on, that makes no sense, but he's talking about his chess.com rating. Chess.com wasn't around until like at least the 19th century.
I think so, but but no, he's actually a cool guy. I've messaged him today. We've been having a bit of a chat on chess.com. He's taught chess in schools and stuff like that. And obviously he was taking the piss with the higher your rating. And he, you know, his ratings have dropped significantly over the last few years, but he was actually 2066 Blitz, 2039 Oof. Rapid, 2102 Oof. On Bullet. So Oof. Guy knows his shit. He knows what he's talking he about. But yeah, so ratings, Joe. I mean, I just think to myself, if you took away the ratings, so the ratings are there to mean you're playing matched opponents, essentially.
Yeah.
Someone within 200 points, let's say, either way of your rating.
Mm-hmm.
But if we took that away, would you still play? Do you know what I mean? Oh. You're not playing for the ratings. Surely you're just playing because you like the game.
Nah, that's such a good point, because not only would I still play, but I'd actually enjoy it more because I wouldn't feel the need to... How can I put it? You know when you see your rating go down 100 points or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know why it gets to me, but it just does.
You know what? But remember I invented that product, my Dragon's Den moment, the yellow post-it note. You just stick it over the top of your screen so you can't see yours or their... You know, cover your rating and their rate. It won't work, will it? At the end of the game, it tells you what you've... Just play friendly games for a little bit. No rating involved.
But I have been enjoying my chess a lot more recently. And like you say, like it's just a number in it. It doesn't matter.
I like it. I like the rating because I think it's just a marker of where you are at that point in time. And it shows, have you improved? Have you gone down? So, you know, I know this week I've won more games. My rating's gone up slightly. If I watch more of those Robert Ramirez videos, maybe it'll go up mm-hmm. even more. And I'll reach another level and I'll, you know...
The thing in your pants will go up even more.
Oh, bleep it, Joe. Edit it. He's got to come on the show. You can't talk like this. He's going to listen to this podcast and think, I'm not going on with those knobs.
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Nah,
though.
No one listens to it. Just me.
Come on. We're safe here. This is still our therapy space. We can say what we want.
Safe ground. It's safe ground. You can say anything, Joe. So I don't know. For me, I think ratings, you know, what is the purpose? Just play for the joy of playing. Forget your rating. Release that 1800. I'm desperate for you to release it. I think you can... You're going to get your 2,000 one day. I mean, you're going to probably drop to 1,400 first, but you will get there possibly one day if enough people abandon or cheat on you.
You know what, Al? I promise you I will play one rapid game this week. Just so I'll one. Either come back on here with like 1,808 points, or I would just move to Mexico and become like a courgette farmer and just live out the rest of my days.
Ooh, I like courgettes. I know which way I'm hoping this goes.
Because I think I will cry for four below 1,800. Even though I've just spent the last
four below, you will.
I will. I know. And I've spent the last 5 minutes saying, points shouldn't matter, ratings shouldn't matter. But my God, like I'm a sucker for points.
I know you are.
Which is why FPL hurt me so much this weekend, and I'm surprised you haven't actually spoken about it.
I am going to speak about that, but I don't want to mention it yet. That's the Fantasy Premier League. for anyone. We'll come on to that in a second. That is actually okay. My next thing, but I just wanted to add to the ratings. If you think about it, what other areas of your life are rated like that? There's nothing. So it's like, you're not rated as an exceptional lover, are you, Joe? And you think, well, I've done, that's it, that's my exceptional lover over, I'm not going to love anymore. You still
there is not a rate. There is not a rating in the world that could encompass how amazing I am as a lover.
Perfect.
Without
Joe,
going into negatives.
What have you been exceptionally loving? As you know, we are average chess players, but exceptional lovers. What have you been exceptionally loving this week?
Oh, what have I been exceptionally... Okay, I have been loving... let me have a little think. I was loving the pizzas we had. But I'll tell you I have been loving. The other day, me and my friends went to my other friend's place and she
got
this apartment.
You said that plural?
Wait, I've made friends. Can
wow,
you believe
well
it?
Well done, Joe. You've done good.
I think it's that guy on chess.com about when you get your peak rating, that's when you get all your friends and stuff, and it's happened. It's come to life. But yeah, we went to my friend's place, and they've got like this rooftop terrace, and we went there. It was like maybe 11 o'clock midnight, and it was just, it was nice, man. We just spoke about things.
Is this your Saudi friend? I mean, that sounds fancy.
Sadly not.
No. Okay. Yeah, although carry on.
Yeah. So we just kind of like just spoke and just kind of, I don't know, we just had laughs up until about midnight until my bladder got the best of me. And then ended up getting a taxi ride home with an Uber driver who, for some reason, just out of nowhere, when I'm literally clutching onto my penis and my bladder, just hoping I don't like just spill over. He just puts the brakes on out of nowhere from going about 60 miles per hour, just slams the brakes on. And like, I didn't say to the person I was sharing the taxi with, but my God, something definitely dribbled down my leg. And
you
I was
had
just
a trickle.
I had a little trickle, but I don't think I'm to blame for that. I think that's more the taxi driver and his, because he saw an undercover police officer in it and he was trying to explain to me. And I was like, I don't care if the police are there, man. I don't care if the boys in blue are there. Like, my pants are yellow at the moment.
Well, we discussed this in a previous podcast. Your mum will wash your pissy pants.
She will. She will, bless her.
I have interest. You were on a roof terrace, yeah?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just pee over the edge?
You know, I'm trying to be sophisticated in front of my new friends, and I thought it would be more sophisticated to just piss my pants in a taxi ride home.
That is very sophisticated.
I'm a man of class.
Oh, you're so classy. You're so classy, Jofers.
How about yourself, Al? What have you been exceptionally loving?
What have I been exceptionally loving? Well, I think you've already mentioned this. FPL, Fantasy Premier League. We're in the same league, aren't we?
Al, you are not in my league.
No, I'm not anymore. I've left you for dead. So, yeah, we were in this.
Oh, bollocks, I forgot you overtook me as well. I remembered the other one overtook me. I forgot you. So, oh, shit.
It was the best day of my life, genuinely. Oh. You know, I was, and I've had children, and I was there when they were born. But seeing you getting upset, okay, it's equal, but seeing you getting upset on the day. So, I mean, anybody who needs filling in on this, it's Fantasy Premier League. You select teams, you get points. Myself, Joe, his brother, and the friend who we've mentioned in the previous four podcasts is now going
to
be mentioned again. He's in it, and Joe has led all season. I'd say 80%. I've been on top. Joe's been on top. Same in the Fantasy Premier League. You've been on top. I've been on top. John's been on top. We've been doing it, but you've been on top for 80% of the time, haven't you?
Yep.
And then, last day, you seem a bit quiet here. Last day of the season, you were in the lead by what, 20, 30 points?
About that, yeah.
All you had to do was make the changes, put your subs on, mess around with your team.
And you have to do it before a deadline, don't you? You have a deadline at about like noon every day.
It was 3 p.m. on Sunday. That league was yours for the taking. You've won it, what, the last 2 years? 3 years?
Four.
Yeah, you're making that up. But yeah... You've won it a lot, and we're desperate to beat you. And so, at about 10 to 3, your brother comes in the kitchen, and we're like, oh, shit, we haven't done our changes. So, go on, make our fancy. And we saw you sitting in the garden, chatting away with your girlfriend, enjoying yourself, waiting for your pizzas. And we're like, should we tell Joe? And we're like, nah.
Such bastards.
Nah, let's not tell him. Why should we tell him? So, we made our changes. Went out. At about, 20 past 3, I just heard this massive sort of wailing noise coming from this from the garden, this sobbing. Like, went out there and you were almost in tears, weren't you?
I was in pieces. I genuinely was livid.
And you just lost, didn't you? You didn't make the changes. You lost.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, yeah, you, yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
But you didn't
yeah.
just lose. You didn't go from first to second. Where did you go, Joe?
I will end this podcast if you keep going on.
Joe, you went from first to third, didn't you? First.
Yeah, yeah.
To third and, place. And I went from third to second. And our friend went to first.
You know, just shut the fuck up, man. Let me speak. This is...
I've got more. I haven't finished with you yet, mate. So you went to first. You went to third. He went to first. The same guy who weeks earlier was teaching you Kung Fu.
He was.
I've been... So basically, he sent a little message in for me to play to you. Are you ready to hear this message? Let me just turn this volume as loud as I can get it. Are you ready?
This is
from him. Here we go.
Okay.
Joe, I can't decide what I took more pleasure from. Smacking you around when we had a Kung Fu lesson, or wrenching the fantasy football title from you on the very last day. Let this be a lesson in your chess game on focus of the mind and attention to detail.
Yeah. Let this be a lesson, Joe Furs. I hope you learn from this experience.
I've learned my lesson. You're going to get a lot more from my life.
You're getting a lot more smacking in the chops, I can tell you. The metaphorical chops as well. All sorts of chops. You're going to get smackings in.
Honestly, you know that. Do you know when you're falling asleep and you have that thing where you think you're falling out of trees, so you like clutch on for something?
No.
I keep. Yeah. Not really. You know that happen. You're about to fall asleep and you have that clutching kind of sensation.
Not really. You're the one in therapy. Carry on.
Right. Well, I keep having that, but with the deadline, where I just keep. I'm almost asleep, and then it's like, fuck, I've almost missed the deadline, and it's just. It keeps haunting me like this PTSD.
You've got next season, but I'm feeling so confident that we're going to kick the shit out of you.
Honestly, and there's so much that we could talk about, like with Roy Jackson and stuff, but I think it's going to have to be saved for another podcast.
You know what? Talking of another podcast, let's just leave it there. I think.
Shall we?
You know, have we gone on too long again?
I think up until the FPL was the perfect amount. I'm just going to cut that out.
Let's call it a day, Joe, first. Let's call it a day. I've had enough.
Nice one. I'll live and leave you.